Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie morning show. Jamie's got a story here with her girlfriends off to Vegas. But before we do that, okay, let me mention this real quick here. Do you see where Safeway is closing up 10 stores?
I did.
In the area?
Yeah.
10 in the state of Colorado. Most of them here in the metro area. Let me say this real quick here. I think I've got... Oh, hang on. Let me play the report for you.
We've asked how many employees may lose their job as a result of these closures. What we know for sure is more than 100 workers in La Junta and Lamar will be affected. According to Albertson's Mountain West division, closing 10 stores in our state supports the company's growth. There will be several other locations that remain open in the Denver metro, but after November 7th, La Junta and Lamar will be completely without Safeway.
There's several stores that are going to close Safeway, and they hardly have anybody in the stores. I go by there a lot, and it's empty all the time.
Just,
I don't know how they stay open.
You just go looking at grocery stores?
I mean, I go to the grocery store almost every day.
No, I know, but you just go looking around.
Well, I like to monitor. Uh-huh. I like to make sure that the foot traffic, we call it in the business. I want to make sure foot traffic is at
solid,
its peak. At certain times, like lunch, go in to get yourself some chicken strips or something that. Okay. I like to keep tabs. Yeah. I have a flow chart in my car.
You could have just chuckled and stopped.
Let me say this, okay? People at King Soopers, you guys went on strike not long ago to get what you wanted. It was a terrible strike. You were pitiful. You really were pitiful the way you did it, okay? People at Safeway, you followed suit, and just a few weeks ago, you went on strike. Yours was more pathetic. Your Safeway strike was one of the worst strikes in the history of striking, in my opinion.
Listen to me.
So these stores going out, it's really no surprise to me because you're horrible strikers and you can't get what you want.
No, they strike like you would.
From their recliner.
Why do you insult for me?
They strike from lawn chairs.
Jimmy, Carson, you have to admit.
I got to walk around in a circle?
Yeah, I'm not going to stand up for this.
I'll sit
in my lawn chair.
Before you get here in the mornings, Jamie, I have conversations like this with Carson.
Oh, do you? Okay, yeah.
Carson, have you and I not kept tabs on this strike? Is it not one of the worst strikes ever in the history of mankind? It was horrible.
Nothing more pathetic.
Thank you, Carson. Okay. Carson and I come to an agreement on this. We had this conversation this morning.
I even heard you say, and I know you did. I even heard you say, "Oh my God, they didn't even use glitter on their poster board."
You gotta make them look flashy. Come on.
One guy misspelled strike. He put struck. We're on struck. You can't do I'm on struck.
Oh my God. And then I guess one of the stores, either King Soopers or Safeway, I don't know which one, they are suing their union. I saw that.
Yep. Really?
Yeah, I know stuff.
I didn't see that.
I know stuff. I know you're worried about glitter, but I got the real stuff.
I'm just saying, one of the worst strikes I've ever seen in my life, man.
Yep.
Pathetic. I mean, just pathetic. All right, the girls in Vegas.
All right, so, oh my God. I am the maid of honor, right? Oh, let me stretch.
Upcoming wedding. When's the wedding, by the way?
October 3rd.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah.
When's the party in Vegas?
September 19th.
Couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Not even 2 weeks. It's a week from this coming weekend.
Yeah, we got nothing. Yeah. Anyway, so here's the thing. So I called my casino host at the Wynn, got it all hooked up, right? That's right. At the Wynn for free. That's amazing.
That's sick.
Right? Sick, I tell you. It's sick. But now I'm trying to figure out the airline tickets, right? I'm trying to do this whole JSXX, you know, the semi-private airline, right?
Yeah.
At a Centennial. So I'm trying to get a deal with them, whatever.
This is all on you? Why is this all on you?
Because I'm the maid of honor.
But you got to book the airlines for them,
I gotta
too?
Do everything.
You
got
to do that?
You're the maid.
Man.
Of honor, okay?
Yeah.
It's all on me.
I don't want to be the maid.
Kylie is in charge of fun and games. And so far, what she said is, Yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do. We can book it when we get there.
Wow.
I like that approach. That's a good approach right there. It's Vegas. We'll figure it out, man.
Just stumble into it.
I was like, okay, this sounds good. Well, like, our options for concerts are Barry Manilow or Motley Crue.
And you have to admit, though, Jamie, when you make plans like that, especially for Vegas,
yeah,
they always change.
They do change. So I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, you're better off just going out there and play it by ear.
Exactly. You know? Except for the saddest part is the Cartzilla is sold out. I'm still so mad about that.
If I had to choose Barry Manilow or Motley Crue, I'd choose Barry.
Yeah, the Wheel of Barry?
Yeah.
I've never been to Barry Manilow, but somebody said that he spins a wheel. But I thought he was dead, to be honest, but I guess he's alive.
He's 82.
Oh, he's 82?
Yeah, he's still alive.
Okay, well, good for Barry.
Yeah, he's not far from it.
All right. He's almost there. Songs that make the whole world sing.
He's about to do a duet with Ozzy.
Oh, that felt too soon.
Did it really?
That felt too soon.
I apologize.
That felt too soon. All right, so anyway, so I'm in this pickle about the airline tickets. Right, I don't know if we're going to fly out of Colorado Springs, DIA, Centennial. I don't know what we're doing yet. I got to figure it out. But here's the problem. We have to wait for Brittany to have sex with her husband. Because we don't know if she can go or not. And so here's the thing. She's like,
I'm confused.
Okay, I'll tell you.
Well, why?
Well, because
why? I don't know how that fits the equation.
Okay, I'll explain. So Brittany has three kids, right?
Right.
And one of them has some needs right now. So going through some stuff. Okay. Anyway, and her husband flies all over the country and he's always, you know, he's always up in the air and
gone
over here and there. And yeah, he's a traveling guy. And so Brittany has to be out of town the weekend before. Well, that's already like kind of, you know, you husbands, you don't do, you know, when you have like three kids, you're like, oh my God, you're going out of town. I have to deal with these three kids by myself. I
mean, three's a lot.
Three's
a lot.
Yeah. But you guys like somehow lose your minds and they're your children, but you guys lose your minds. Like, what do I do with these things?
We're just not wired that way, you know?
Right. So she's already out of town the weekend before. So she said, oh my God, what do I do? Like, what do I say to him so I can go out of town the next weekend? Because he's going to lose his mind if he has to have the kids 2 weekends in a row.
Gotcha.
Right. So I was like, just say, hey, listen, you know, it only happens once, okay, twice in a lifetime for Taya, right? That she's getting married and the bachelorette part, because this is her second marriage, whatever. And it's like, we're all going to go and it's not like she does girls' weekends all the time. And then Kylie chimed in and said, no, don't say anything. Just have sex with him.
Right.
So we're on hold.
Okay. Got you now.
So
got you
I
now.
Texted last night at
kind
8
of
o'clock.
A bribe.
Yes, of course. And we might even do some backdoor stuff. I don't know. Oh. Like whatever it takes, right?
All right. Yeah.
You know, because usually that's saved for birthdays.
Right.
But we're asking
her. You got to pull on all the stops.
Yeah, we're asking her to go ahead and just.
It's a big ask.
It is a big ask.
Ask with a K. Yeah. With a K, folks.
So we're just like, just go ahead and take one for the team, you know, bite the bullet or the pillow, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever.
And so we've been waiting. I checked in with her at 7. I was like, hey, have you had sex with your husband yet? She didn't reply. And then I text her again at 9 on the group chat, you know, the Taya I Do group or whatever we're called. And she still hadn't, you know, replied. So we don't know. We're in.
I bet she hasn't.
It sounds like she's not committed to the group.
Oh my God. They make wine for this.
Yeah. I know. You're right.
I mean.
Yeah, I would say that you're probably still waiting.
Yeah, we're still waiting.
Yeah.
So this morning I'm like, hey, anything?
And nothing.
Nothing.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Man.
I know.
Jeepers,
yeah,
creepers.
So we are just.
We're just bless his heart.
I mean, because they've been married for a long, long time.
Yeah,
they have three kids.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
But when you talk about doing something different back then,
you spice it up.
Yeah. I mean, that's one we haven't looked at for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck getting the girls together.
Thank you.
Good luck
so
with that. That's sounds like quite a feat that you have there.
It's been a lot of work.
Now, are you leaving on a Friday?
Yep.
And then you guys are doing activities through the weekend.
Correct.
And then back here
on Sunday night. Yeah.
So it's a couple of nights at the Wynn.
Yep. And
that'll be fun. That'll be a blast, man. Because they say Vegas right now it's hurting. And so we'll be overcrowded.
It's not true.
I don't think it's true either.
Oh, my God. Because we tried to get Cartzilla. It was already booked out 2 months in advance. I went on because they're having Wynn Food and Wine. You know, like they had Denver Food and Wine.
Yeah.
But they're having it at the Wynn. And so the tickets start at $600.
Oh, my God.
And so I reached out to a casino host. I was like, hey, do you think that we could get a couple, you know, tickets? And he's like, they're sold out. I'm like, whatever.
I'm with you. I think that some of this negative reporting about the, you know, people visiting Vegas,
yeah.
I think a lot of that's blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
I think some people are sharing that, and it's snowballing on social media. I think they... that a lot of people are still going to Vegas. I really do.
Well, we are, so we'll see how it goes, you guys. Oh, my God.
Yeah, and especially this time of year with football back. People love to gamble on that. Love to be in those, you know, sports bars.
We'll know more if Brittany's walking weird.
Yeah. Well, keep us updated.
All right, okay. I will.
Yeah, we got to know.
And if there's any kind of video or pictures or anything, share them. We'll put them on our Facebook page.
Okay.
Her walking or something. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, just trying to be kind. Considerate, you know. BJ, Jamie.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
BJ and Jamie.
That's good news, right? You got $1,300 at the win?
I do.
And they just hang on to it for you? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, there's jerks.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's fine, but... Oh, sorry, I didn't... Wait, we're on the air.
Yeah. We're on the air. We're on the air. Now, what happened? You win the money, and...
So my son and I were driving out to take him to college, right? And we were driving out. And so we stopped at the Wynn to spend the night. And when he went to bed, you know, I snuck out and played a little because he's not old enough to play. So I played and then I won. And then I got a jackpot, just a little jackpot. And it was for like $1,300.
Yeah.
And so I gave the guy that temporary ID that's on a piece of paper. It's just, it's just a piece of paper. And he said, we're not allowed to take that for your jackpot. I was like, what do you mean you're not allowed to take that for my jackpot? And he's like, nope, we can't take it. I can drive on this. It's a piece of paper.
Seriously, you show that to anyone.
I said I flew on it. I mean, what are you talking? I said I'm flying back on it because we drove my son's truck out. I said I'm actually flying from California back to Colorado on this piece of paper. He's like, sorry, we can't take it. We'll have to hold it here. So I forgot all about it. And now, and that's been a year ago since I drove him out. Or he drove, my son drove and I drove out to California. And then when I was doing all this, I was like, oh, I have $1,300 still there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good find.
It is a good find.
$1,300 before you even go?
Yeah, it's like, you know, pulling something out of the dryer and like 10 bucks
like
in there.
Like 5 bucks.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And that money will last probably a good 10, 15 minutes.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
So it really will. You're crazy. All right, the big story yesterday. Now, I have mixed emotions about this, but the big story is a brand new stadium for the Denver Broncos.
Huge story.
Huge story. Everybody's talking about it. Finally, we got some information because speculation was could be Lone Tree, could be up by the airport. We might have it just where it's at right now. I mean, we had no idea where this thing was going to go, right?
Well, and it was funny because I was at Bud's when it was announced on the TV at Bud's, right?
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday.
Okay.
I was having lunch and one of the guys, he was a younger guy and he's like, oh my gosh, I'm just so happy it's not at the Gaylord. You know, because remember,
that'd
he's
be
like,
way out there.
Yeah, he's like, remember the rumor was going to be over by DIA? And he's like, so I like this a lot.
Here's the story from yesterday.
Greatest facility for the greatest fans.
It's our goal to have world-class facilities for this team and for our fans, obviously, with the rich tradition and history at Mile High, and find something that the fans would love as a site that had proximity to that and Denver. We couldn't be more excited about Burnham Yard as the preferred site to build a new stadium and an incredible year-round destination.
One of our goals is to be a really good partner across the community. We really have tried to do that since we arrived 3 years ago, aspiring to be the best team to play for, to work for, and to cheer for. We want to create an amazing venue for our fans as well as for our players.
The first time we stepped on the site, there was a real appeal going back to the history of Burnham Yard and the rail, which is an important part of Colorado history.
It's not something that will just have a large parking lot all around it, but really creating some place that's special that people leave and talk about and say, oh my gosh, when you come to Denver, you've got to be here at Burnham Yard.
Yeah, I didn't see it yesterday. yesterday the plans for the new stadium and what it's going to look like or anything, but they're running that video of that retractable roof this morning. Is that like actual what it's supposed to be?
It's just a rendering. Yeah. So, you know, it'll change.
Yeah.
It's like a concept car.
So it's not exactly what we're seeing right now, exactly. Right? Now, Jamie brought up a very interesting point this morning. I never even thought of that. Yeah. You said you knew somebody. Well, maybe it was Carson. Somebody said they knew somebody, and they're concerned about how the season ticket holders are going to transfer.
Babe. Yeah, the Bronco babe.
Oh, that's right. The Bronco babe.
Babe.
Hey, Spadil, did we get any audio from the babe?
No,
we didn't.
The Bronco babe has had tickets forever and ever and ever. She sits behind the Broncos bench, right? Her family's had them for, you know, hundreds of years. That's not true, but a long, long time. And so her concern is she's going to be priced out for the new stadium.
Which is valid because, I mean, it's going to be brand new. Yep. I mean, you know the owners want to capitalize on all the new income.
They're also saying that not only are you going to have to, like, get in line again, but you're going to have to pay for a personal license just to have the right to buy playoff tickets. So you got to pay an extra fee on top of buying these.
So they're not going to automatically transfer tickets? Come on.
That's what the speculation is.
No.
I bet they would honor them.
Yes, they're going to transfer. If you're a season ticket holder now, you're going to be a season ticket holder next year.
I mean, some of these tickets are... Or the new stadium for like generations.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like my friend Christy, like they get a special ball because it's been in the family for so many years.
If they took that away, that's not gonna happen.
It might be more for sure.
Yeah, you'll have to pay more maybe for your license. They call it the seat licensing,
right? Yeah.
Now, but yeah, you may have to pay more, but they're not going to take it away from families that have had it for decades.
Yeah, that would be wrong. People would be so mad. Yeah, so I do like that she is saying like 3 years ago, you know, we're going to make this like this cool, really great place, and it's going to be a lifestyle. And so they're going to make it. It's not just going to be the stadium. It's going to be a lifestyle.
Yes,
they're going to have condos and I feel like all kinds of stuff.
No,
I
haven't been to Mile High for a football game in a couple of years. Have they built other stuff around that?
No,
does it have bars and stuff? It doesn't have anything, does
Last
it?
Last time I was there was for the Post Malone concert.
Yeah.
And like I said, the only thing I'm sad about is when we walked from the apartments we walked all the way from Spear. Down to
like Federal, past Federal.
Yeah. And there were so many cute little bars, and they were packed. And so I'm sad for them.
And the only strip they really had for food, drink, whatever, like you're talking about, you had to go on the other side, that west side where Federal is. Mm-hmm. And then you had to walk quite a ways to find. It wasn't like it was one after the other.
Right.
So it really, it's not exactly an ideal location where it's at right now. But I will tell you this, I'm going to miss this one. Because this stadium has that iconic Mile High look.
Well, what's crazy is this is like Jesus. Because what? I don't remember a time when I could actually see it. And now I can see it.
You see it every day.
I never see it. I don't. I really don't.
You just don't look.
No, I've never seen it. I never have from our window.
Jamie, we can see it every day.
We
can see it when the lights are on. You can see when,
never seen it.
When they're preparing for a concert.
I don't look to the left. I look downtown. My eyes always pull downtown.
I never look to the left. Are you kidding? You've been in this studio for the last 14 years, and you've never noticed the stadium from the controller?
I have never noticed. No, and here's the weird part, is I feel like the sun is shining on it like Jesus is like, no, don't take it away. Like the sun is gleaming on the silver part a little bit.
It does every day.
Never seen it.
I'm trying to tell you.
Never seen it.
Every day.
Never seen it. I feel like it's Jesus. Never seen it.
A lot of people happy over this new stadium thing because it's going to mean, it's going to mean other events here in the big one. We're talking the big one could be coming here, and that would be, what a moneymaker that is, huh?
Yeah.
To have the Super Bowl in town for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. So I think we all need to invest downtown because right now it's so crappy, you could probably get something cheap.
And you know, you're right. And you know that whole, what's it called, Burnham?
Burnham
Yards.
Yeah.
That whole area is going to be just maxed out, man. Top of the line bars, shops, everything down there.
I've been looking at a condo at 10th and Broadway.
Have you?
Oh, have you seen that
10th
area?
10th and Broadway?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's ideal.
It's perfect.
Probably get a good deal right now.
I think I can find a boyfriend down there. He's laying down, but I can get him.
Yeah. As soon as he wakes up off the sidewalk.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. With you going to Vegas, and you were talking about that money that you found.
Yeah.
That the Wynn, is it the Wynn that owes you?
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
$1,300?
$1,300. Like, yeah.
Did you see the gambling story that's out this morning on that cruise ship?
No.
Have you seen this?
No, right. I have not.
Listen to this. This is great. This is something I'd do, okay? There's a guy that's on the Royal Caribbean cruise ship, and he is down $16,000 in the casino. And he jumps, trying to make a run for it. He's down. He got the credit. You know, I guess he's worth a little bit of money. They gave him enough credit. He's down 16 grand. They finally catch him. He goes out to the edge of the ship. The ship is not docked yet, but it's coming into port. He goes out to the railing and puts on a backpack and jumps off the ship.
Not a
trying
bad move.
To get away.
Not a bad move.
I said, I'd do it.
Yeah.
I'd probably take
I'm
that route.
I'm $16,000 down. Yeah. I'm going to the lowest level.
Take a run
ship.
For it.
Yeah,
you make a run for it.
Or well, I'm going to go to the very bottom, you know, like where they load the fruits and vegetables and stuff, and I'm going to get on an outfit, like I work there, and then when they open that door to unload like the fruits and vegetables and stuff, I'm just walking out, I'm just walking.
Go with your cargo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame this guy at all. You're down the cruise ships. They can swallow that.
Right.
$16,000, that's nothing for those guys, right? I think I'd jump. When the boat gets close to shore, you jump, you swim for it, and boom, you're out of there.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What about this? What? I meet a guy named BJ that like will take money for anything, basically. And I go, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you put me in your suitcase and roll me out of here. Because you would do it.
Good move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good move. You could buy me off.
Yep,
yeah.
Of course.
Well, the guy, he had a backpack on. Okay.
Yeah.
They arrested him because.
Oh, they found him?
Well, a jet skier was out there in the harbor, and the jet skier saw him jump and thought he was in trouble, that he fell. So he was doing a good Samaritan thing and was going to go rescue the guy.
Yeah.
Little did he know the guy's a crook and running. but the guy put him on his jet ski, took him to shore, and then the guy took off running, and the police then chased him down and caught him somewhere downtown or something like that.
Because, you know, when you lose that kind of money, speaking as a gambler, when you lose money, you feel like you just played like a video game and you really should get that money back. Because when, especially if you're playing slots.
I agree.
If you're playing slots, you feel like you just played a game of Pac-Man and lost a grand.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. Like, it doesn't.
I should get that money back because I just played Pac-Man.
Doesn't feel fair at all.
It doesn't
feel fair. The machine against you, it's
exactly,
not fair.
Right?
Now, here's where the guy blew it. I do like the suitcase idea.
Uh-huh.
I think that's good. Mm-hmm. He should have called ahead of time, and that person on the jet ski be one of his boys.
Mm.
That way, he jumps off the boat. You pick him up on a jet ski and boom, you're gone. The police would never catch you then.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a great getaway.
Mission Impossible or one
Speedboat,
of those,
something like that. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That takes a little more effort because you have to find a friend with a jet ski and a boat. Yep.
Well, and not only that, you have to realize that you're probably going to lose your shirt at the casino too.
Well,
you know, because you don't know that for a fact. Yeah. You don't, because when you go into a casino, you figure you're going to walk out of there a millionaire. Okay.
Well, I never trust the casinos on boats. I don't feel like they're regulated. They're always
a little shaky.
Well, yeah, because if you think about where are they, you know, their flag flies from
wherever
Cambodia.
Yeah.
I'm going with Cambodia because that seemed to be a thing today.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cambodia. Do they really have rules?
No, they don't have to pay you.
No,
even if you win.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Anyway,
they might just get rid of you. You know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, throw you off the edge of the ship.
Maybe that's why people we go missing. Maybe they won in the casino.
Yeah, maybe they won. Maybe they won $1 million.
Right?
And the boat captain says, "Toss him, toss him."
Maybe that's it.
Hey, grab Larry tonight at midnight. Throw him over.
Okay, we've talked this.
We're not going to pay him.
Talked it to death. It's over. No more to say about it.
All right, that's a good little gambling story for you when you go to Vegas.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Tell all your friends.
Take that one.
You know
what
I mean? My God.
Tell your friends. Hey, I got a good gambling story for you. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. More Halsey tickets this week. tomorrow morning at 7:40.
BJ and Jamie.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
Suddenly standing 10 feet tall.
Loud, crocodile.
Take a look at us now.
Only for us it's now, crocodile.
You were scared, then said you were sorry, you broke.
We're looking at us now.
Wait, this is like, like that. Like, that's it. Can I just tell you, like, inside, I'm like this. Here's me. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, and I feel like that Niall's feeling that way, too.
Oh, that's good. We're on the same page.
With this text that we have this morning. Yeah. Now, let me explain real quick here. There's a lady that works here. She's got a good friend named Niall. Niall's been wanting to go out with Jamie, so she's trying to play matchmaker and hook him up. And this has been going on for a week or two. And Niall has been texting us in
the
mornings.
Niall ruined it.
He's been texting us every day, for the most part. He did go to Hawaii there, took a little break there, 5 days with mommy out in Hawaii. God. And then we thought that maybe we made him mad, some of the things we said, whatnot.
That you said.
Well, walked in this morning, and now crocodile, he is back because he texted again.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
He dedicates this song to Jamie.
Suddenly standing 10 feet tall.
This is going to be our first dance at our wedding.
Don't we have no way to stand?
Well, here's the text from this
morning. Here's my angle on it. It's like, and then Niall started texting because he can't get a hold of me, so he started going through the text. And I don't know, kind of like, it just feels ick, if you know what I mean. Like why are you texting us?
The word is, first of all, we've seen pictures of Niall. Niall's a good-looking dude.
He is a good-looking guy.
He's a strapping young man.
And he's very, like, outdoorsy, which is my thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I learned that he knows how to fly fish.
He does?
Yeah, he knows how to fly fish.
Where'd you learn that from?
I learned it from Danielle. Danielle's like, you know, he loves to fly fish. She's like, he loves going off-roading. He has a grill in his truck, and he whips out the grill and always makes his burgers and stuff. He likes all that stuff.
I don't think you're giving this a chance. This might be the one, Jamie. This
he is outdoorsy. And he has a job.
Good-looking man.
And he's good-looking. And here's the other problem.
According to his ex-girlfriend, he's charming.
Super nice.
You don't get that from an ex very often, folks.
No, you don't.
I've never gotten it from me. I've never been called charming.
Yeah. and I was thinking about that, like all the thing. And Danielle's like, she's level-headed. She's smart.
She is.
And so I don't think she'd, like, screw me over.
No.
I mean, she works here, right?
She's not going to hook you up with some deadbeat.
And besides,
you've had your share of deadbeats in life.
Well, and her boyfriend, like, hang out with him, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so I was like, it's just this, the killer part is that he texts the show. Like, that's the part I can't stand.
Like, if he wanted to get your number, he would already have it by now.
Exactly, right? He'd ask Danielle.
Yeah.
And I'd give it to him. But now it's just like, now he's like, I'm part of the show. And that's
boy.
That's like so ick.
All right,
I love the word ick right now.
Well, I think he's feeling the same way. Let me read you the text that I found this. I had to scroll down this morning because he must have sent it sometime in the afternoon yesterday. Okay. All right, he says, let's see. I don't know why I keep coming back for these cringe-worthy torpedoes.
Oof, that's from you because we called you BJ the Torpedo.
Yeah.
All I want is to connect with Jamie. BJ, how do I facilitate that? Danielle runs Parker Social, so I trust her.
What's Parker Social?
But she hasn't got, I don't know.
I have no idea what this means.
Yeah. What is she like? What is that?
Maybe,
like,
I need to be a part of that.
He wants you guys to meet down there.
It's like Parker Social. Like, is that what Danielle does? She like hooks up, like, she
probably
hooks up
swingers
people?
Or something.
Let's not do that. It's
probably
her business.
One of those white rock clubs.
Oh my God. No, let's not do that either.
You're doing the torpedo. Stop it.
Don't torpedo people. I love Danielle. Like, I love her. She's awesome. Don't do that to her.
Meet me down at Swinger Central.
No. God, why does he do this?
Let me go back.
You're ruining my friendship, too.
All right. Danielle runs the Parker Social, and so I trust her, but she hasn't gotten back to me with any more details.
It is a singles group, yes.
I told
correct.
You, swingers, ma'am.
Yep.
Listen,
swingers, stop it.
Yeah, let me finish.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. We're just shocked. Just stand by for a second. We are taking this in. Danielle runs a singles club, like, for singles.
They hold events for get-togethers.
She has that look.
What the?
What does that mean?
That she's hot?
Well, that she would be good for a singles club. She'd run one well.
Nothing you're saying is helping anything. Nothing.
I feel like I'm seeing all the right stuff right now.
I'm going to stay out of that one.
All over the place.
Is there a white rock in front of the place?
Stop doing that. This is a real...
Or is it a pineapple?
Dude.
Upside down pineapple.
This is a company for her. Don't F it up. God.
I apologize. I like pineapple. I bought one the other day.
Well, it's the only way you're going to get laid, so you might as well get one.
Delicious.
All right, go ahead.
Where was I?
Danielle, so that means he belongs to this club. Does this mean he belongs to this?
I don't know.
He might. There's a good chance he belongs to
it. Well, he says Danielle runs Parker Social, so I trust her, but she hasn't gotten back to me. Maybe you guys were going to meet down there at that club.
I don't think it's a club.
Trust me. I'm still reading, if you don't mind, please. I've given you your time, if you don't mind. Okay?
It's not an actual club.
We've got to be fair here.
It means like Girl Scout club. It's like a club. Like, it's just a club, but there's not like a club.
Yeah.
Like, there's not like a club.
Like a secret knock.
I got a feeling you have to have a tube top to get in.
Why the tube top? It's a second reference to tube tops today.
Trust me, guys. I've really tried to take this off the air.
No, you're not. You're writing the show.
That's a lie, Dial. Crocodile the liar. You're lying.
Lyle, crocodile.
All right, let's do dinner, Jamie. I know you've got Friday night open. Bar bingo. It's canceled. So I know you've got it open. Let's do it.
Well, here's the problem with Friday.
There you go.
That's
his latest.
Okay. Well, I've found out a lot of information. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know. Did you guys know?
I had no idea.
I knew she ran that club.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like I'm looking
at the
going? No, it's for legit people. Like,
yeah.
It's like for...
Like what?
Like up
He's
people.
Legit. He's single.
Uppity people. Like, it's like
professional professionals.
You don't fit the criteria.
No. I don't think I would fit in with that crowd, no.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It's like for people that, you know, like are on... like. Have more than one pair of jeans.
Movers and shakers and Parker, like in Douglas County.
People that can afford the pineapple.
What? Nobody can see your eyebrows. Nobody. You just put all that effort into doing eyebrows, and nobody... And stop doing that. This is a legit, like, upper echelon dating place. Like, because I like them because they don't, like, hook up people. They go and do events.
Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere to meet people
like
rather than just awkward first dates.
Would I fit in?
No. You're not athletic.
All right. There you go, folks. Update on Nile Crocodile.
I would go out with him on Friday, but I'm slothing.
What do you mean?
Well, because remember, I got burnt so bad.
Yeah,
my face
got
that I don't think he wants to be peeling off my
face.
I'm standing.
No, you look hideous.
I know. Like, I am literally.
It's not good.
Look, I can pull off skin.
Yeah. Now, like, we're going to have to wait.
Give it a couple days.
We're going to have to wait for some skin to grow back before.
I'm going to have to loofah before I meet you.
She'll meet you down at the social, but it may take a couple of weeks.
It's going to take
a
little while.
Okay. So just hang tight, Niall. Okay.
Maybe we started pretty small, but take a look at us now.
Take a look at us now.
DJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back.
10 feet tall. Take a look at us. Now,
take a look at us now.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.